Alright, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. My name's Eddie Greer III, aka Fast Eddie. Oh, indeed, it was definitely Fast or EG3. This is another edition, whether that's sports, running, or that part comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri, coming to you on this Saturday, June 12th, 2026, at PR. Edition of this podcast. Yes! It was great to get out on track. We'll get into that here momentarily. If this is your very first time listening to the show, thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of this podcast. This will more likely come out Monday night. Looking at, because I just posted an episode last night. So go check it out ahead of the World Cup stuff going on. Is that going on? But weather, craziness going on. Yep, humidity, all that. Everybody's complaining about that. Yep, it's that time of year about that and all that stuff. But man, does it feel good to finally PR something? Oh man, I felt pretty. I don't like to use this word confidence, but I don't know. It just felt confident going into. Oh, by the way, yours truly. This is the postcast PR edition. Yes, another one. PR edition, KC Metro Mile 2026, exactly 1 week from last week. And in this period, I am officially, at this point, going bonkers. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I think this was not in writing. I told myself, talked with my coach last week or something like that, that okay, after this Metro Mile race, I'm gonna take a week off. Well, it's officially that, so I'm gonna count it what it is. We made it. I made it this far, and yours truly, I'm gonna go pop in a little bit of either it's gonna be a group run or not. I don't know yet. I've been back and forth on that since now officially, probably since yesterday when I got back home. People are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But anyways, but I'm not trying to rain this parade. They're not going to try to rain my parade on this episode of this podcast. So, yeah, we made it. Man, it feels good to finally PR. It feels like it's been years since I had PR'd in anything. Whether that's 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon. Keep coming up short. But finally, I was determined not to let that all bother me and go focus on what I needed to do, which was eventually go sub 450 in the mile, which yours truly did Fast Eddie was absolutely outstanding, brilliant in his race last week. And despite, yes, I mentioned humidity just moments ago. Everybody's complaining about that, yep, and all that. And yes, it was mucky conditions when I raced. When I took the track and all that, but I don't know. I was locked in, and it felt probably the hardest part of it all. I don't know. It's just maybe it's getting to the finish line. If not that, even that wasn't that hard. I knew that I had to run a certain time. I was hoping to, in that race that I ran on track was. If those of you who are fresh to this podcast, yours truly comes from that track background, and maybe trying to finalize what I'm trying to do in the fall. Maybe I just want to keep smashing guys and keep smashing the competition. Maybe I just want to do that because hey, if I go back to the marathon, try to get this marathon or even the half for that matter. I don't know because even getting to this point. I wasn't sure I was going to even race the KC Metro Mile because of the whole hip leg stuff going on. You know, it's been very irritating to say the least. And even in the stretch, even the off week, been feeling pretty good. Even lead up to that, been feeling solidly pretty good. But even before the warm up was a concern. but once I hit the track and all that, that all disappeared. Yours truly locked the hell in, and we got this thing done for the first time in however many years. Fast Eddie PR'd in something. And maybe the motivating part was, I've seen everybody else PR, and hey, congrats to all y'all. But Fast Eddie was one to take care of some business, and he did that. I got up to at least fourth spot. And my plan was just to go hard. But the goal A was to put myself in that spot where, all right, you know, I wanted to at least do like I did in the bit up to this mile, was run around 220 in the 800, something like that. Now, I did, paper said officially 224, something like that. So somehow I ran even splits. My last 400 was the fastest split. And I took a peek at the last 150, where I've been eating up people the last couple of years in this race, and there's nobody behind me. And if somebody was behind me, I would have turned it up even more. So man, it honestly, on guys, peeps, it felt really good at getting out there and just see what happened. And then, yeah, the first lap was pretty good. We were moved up to fourth. I'm like, oh, babe, we got something for these jokers. We got something for these jokers. And we did. I got passed back. So that was annoying, but I hung in there. And man, I told somebody this last week after the race was done. Oh, man, if I had like a train, which I kind of did anyways, because again, I was supposed to run a half marathon earlier this year. Again, that didn't happen. I've told this many times on the show now, but if I had a solid block, 8 week block of mile training. I know people brag about, you know, like you see athletes, you know, even like the guys you're going up against, oh, you know, hey, you know, hey, I ran this time with no mile training. Yeah, good for you guys. I pride you guys for that. Solid, but I did a bit better than you guys. So like if I had a block, and I'm not talking about jumping in a mile and doing it, jumping into some 5K and doing it. I'm talking about an actual training block. Now again, nothing ain't guaranteed. Obviously, nothing ain't guaranteed in a block where there's no such thing as a perfect block. Even I know that from all the failed attempts in the marathon and such like that. Even the near misses in the half marathon with going sub 90, right? I can speak firsthand of that. So yeah, so even those I'm still pissed off about, which is even motivating why, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not sitting right now. Before jumping back into running, yep, sorry, you know, I'm getting back into it, starting right now. Like, I'm tired of sitting the sidelines. I went back in right now. Pretty much I went back in after the mile, because I felt super good after the mile. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm almost 10 minutes. I didn't even say what time I ran. PR, Fast Eddie, sub 450, 448. Yes, sir. The EG3 podcast rolling on here. Shit in the show. I'm wound up because of other things. But it's not about running. Surprisingly, I ain't get back in the game sooner. but it's Saturday. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go out here, start getting back into this thing a little bit. So, you should. My coach is gonna have to deal with it. So there's that Eddie Greer, a third, a fired up EG3 for this PR edition of the podcast. And not only Eddie PR'd, look how I put myself in third person. 448, I think it was 448.32. Tied a Casey Metro Mile best of fifth. Like I said, I was on my team, Casey Smoke teammate, Aaron. Ooh, you lucky that someone was behind me, because I kicked it in too late. I kicked it in too late there. I just held steady. And looking back at those numbers, man, I ain't even, that never happens. That never happens. I said, and now looking back at Des Moines, I for sure would have got sort of 450 then. Because the second 400 I still don't know how I manage, because I ran into slower traffic, because everybody wanted to be up in the front of the field. Yes, going back to Des Moines real quick, that race up there, the Grand Blue Mile, everybody wanted up to the front. They pushed me in the back of the field. I'm like, all right, okay, all right. Everybody wants me to be Macho Man. All right, if I get around y'all, I'm going to pass every last single one of y'all. And that second half, I had a game plan going in. Kind of, you know, talk. I said it then on that episode. Go back and check that out. I'm gonna say it back here. When I get to the band that was rocking and rolling, we bobbing and weaving. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna be turned up, and I follow through with that. I can speak about following through later, but that's a whole other whole conversation. But as far as Fast Eddie following through, he did that. Got to the man. Turned it up and passed a whole bunch of people. Woo! And now, even looking back at it now, oh yeah, for sure, it would have been 450. It would have been 450 for sure, because I came up across slow ass traffic. And that really slowed me down. So, I said this to my coach too. I'm going to say it right then, right now. But man, it feels good coming off a PR finally. And it feels like 20 years. Since I've been hard at anything. So we're gonna continue to ride this moment. We're gonna put our hanger hat for sure. I'm sitting here right now, again, overcast. It just rained a little bit. This up and down weather, storms, humidity, raining on and off, cloudy, all this other stuff. Like, all right, so yeah, that's the part I've been struggling with now. It's like, okay, what's next? It feels good not to have nothing right now. But I'm trying to finalize the rest of the year now. Okay, does Eddie go back and try again in his half marathon, full marathon? I'm not sure about the marathon. I'm definitely not sure about that. Or does he set himself up for a block where we're gonna continue to we want to continue to smash people? And yet, line that I'm stealing from Ronnie Childers. I want to smash people. Yeah, I want to keep. I want to keep to smash people because this is fun. This is fun. Going fast. That's the name of my game. So I'll still do the long runs and all. I still want to keep the long runs. Do at least 10 to 12 miles. I still want to do that on Saturdays. And all that, but hey, I want to keep working. I want to keep again working on a short game and all that. So again, that's the struggle right now. But I think by the end of next week, if not tonight, by the end of this weekend, off the spot when I get off this podcast, my decision is going to be made up. It needs to be made up, made up. I want to get this thing rolling, keep the momentum going, and see what's next, because that's what's everybody's goal, every runner's goal. Okay, we hit this PR, we want to celebrate it, which I have done, and we're going to continue to ride it, but now, okay, what's next? What do I want to do? Keep achieving, what's the word I want to use? Keep, you know, checking the boxes is not what I want to use. Keep, you know, challenging yourself. Well, we're going to use that. Keep challenging yourself. Get better. You know, like I said, I could have ate up Aaron. Sorry. Shout out Aaron, teammate, KC Smoke. I just kept my eyes on him. Kept my eyes on him the whole time. Just stay locked in. Do not veer off or anything like that. I'm pretty good when it comes to being locked in and all that stuff, right? You know, keep your eyes on the prize, right? You know, don't veer off. Even though I did get past, it was hard. You know, like, you know, getting passed back after passing the guy in the white hat for fourth. And I think it was that first lap. Yeah, it was that the first lap, you know, like, okay, let's ride this out. Buckle up, strap in, ride this roller coaster out. So that first lap, pass that guy. And then just keep your eyes focused on Aaron. Do not take your eyes off the black and gold shorts. That's it. Hey, he's wearing that. So just keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes on him. And then the guy in the white hat passed him for third. And so, but I can see the leader. I could definitely see the leader because, yeah, 12 seconds back and all that. Oh, man, it felt so good. Finally, to do something big. We dropped something. Oh, yeah, we dropped something big. And it was last Saturday, the Kansas City Metro Mile that saw some great finishes, including, obviously, I didn't stick around for the whole thing because I had to get up and go to work, unfortunately. I didn't stick around for the whole thing. But we saw a couple of sub-4s at the end of the night. But yeah, man, it feels good. Saw the leader the whole time. And yeah, like I said, you give me a block, solid block. Ooh, I feel like honestly yeah, I would have been in a better spot, but I knew going in I was in a really good spot. I would have been in a really, really good spot. But yeah, I'm already looking for, again, I keep saying this every year about KC Metro Mile. I'm already looking forward to that next year. Oh boy. And if I do end up jumping in a road mile, now again, I think even getting better in the road mile helped out because it gave me that much more confidence on the track because road miles is my thing. But yet somehow I'm running all these road miles. It's getting better at those as well. Now I see where I'm at. I'm like, ooh, all right. We need to be up where we need to be running and not be in the back with these other cats that slow you down. So it felt really good. Yeah, we just went in there, handled business, you know, right from the jump, get on out there. And yeah, one of my counterparts said in his recap on Strava, you know, hey, you gotta be in the ball game right from the jump. You can't be lackadaisical is a brutal word, but I'm gonna use it. Lackadaisical from the start. Like sprints, 200, 400, even the 8, you gotta be in the game right there. You cannot fall asleep. Or otherwise, you're not gonna catch up. And let's say, be like, okay, we're in a spot, we're up here. We need to focus on what's going up here, not behind me, right? And that was even better because, all right, you're with these talented guys that run fast. That some of them run race every week. Some of them focus on speed work and all that other stuff, right? You just focus on these guys around you. Do not worry about what's behind you. Do not do it. And that was my focus going in there. And that helped. That helped. And I knew if I could stay hanging around with these guys, I knew I was in a good spot. And I would be bullish and say, hey, look, the speed was real. Fact that, hey, we're somewhere around 440. Even for the 800 that I did, that 4x8, shout out KC Endurance, that I jumped in a few weeks ago, I ran a Laker leg. Of course, we were just, quote unquote, messing around. But I went out there and coming around that last lap, I wish we were closer. But but looking at the watch, my Garmin Forerunner said you're around 440 pace. I'm like, ooh. So then, I think it was the workouts leading up to KC Metro Mile. You're still around this pace. I'm like, oh, this might be real. This might be real. You do this by yourself. And when you get in around other people, you got an opportunity to do something. This is like winning. Now, again, yes, like I think one of my friends on Facebook said, quote, comment on, that was only for fifth? Damn. I'm like, yep. Hey, but you're truly PR. So I was like, yeah. So, but, yep, only for fifth. That was for fifth, yep. Yours truly, sub 450, 448, 32 for fifth. The winning time was 436. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, we're gaining on it. We're definitely gaining on it. And that's why I'm, like, sitting here just debating on and the comment I have used on the show. Again, the EC3 podcast, Eddie Gray III. This PR edition of this podcast. Yes, sir. Boy, Eddie's rolling today. He's on a mood. He is definitely on a mood. And that's why, you know what? You know, screw it. I'm gonna go out here in a little while and finally get some actual running miles. I'm not gonna go buck wild like I wanted to on last Sunday, because I definitely want to go buck wild after that. Because I said it right there with my, I told my coach this week that I wanted to go 10 miles after that, because there is no soreness or anything at all. I just feel right now at a spot where I still want to go out and match people. So we'll see what happens. But this week, at least for the weekend, I'm going to get a few miles in. I'm sorry. I got to do it. Sorry. 6.5 days. That's good enough, baby. It's time to get back in this thing, baby. But so y'all, when this comes out Monday, I'll be 3 days back in and running. so there's that. But yeah, I'm in a good spot now where it's like, do you really want to get back into that? Because that's wear and tear and all that. You got to be committed and all that. People announcing, hey, let's go. We're doing Des Moines and all that other stuff. We're doing KC. We're doing New York and all that. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Speed is my strength right now. And I feel like we got, there's in a scary part about it. And I said, the scary part about it is we could have been even faster. Come on now. So it's like, man, I'm officially gone bonkers now. I'm surprised I made it this far. This is the longest stretch that I'm not recording this podcast, because when this episode rolls out Monday night, I'll be back in the ball game. But this is the longest stretch that I've not in a handful of years. Now, probably the longest I've gone without running is probably 2 to 3 days. That was probably when I did the backyard ultra. And even then, I need to get back in it. And all that other stuff. But that's crazy, man, that I made it this far. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I got to be straight up. Can't do it because I got to get these feelings off. But, yeah, man, it feels, that's the thing. I mean, so we'll see. The scary thing is that, hey, boy, you're right. Okay, we achieved that. All right. It's not about, you know, trying to run this anymore. It's now try to look forward and challenge yourself. All right, what do you need to do to reach the next goal, right? We celebrated, and hey, look, we're gonna continue to celebrate a little bit, but hey, it's time to get back to work and all that. But oh man, it feels really good. Seriously, it feels really good to actually come on this podcast. I mean, look, so hey, we're to the point now that taking words from John Brown that hey, you expect to win, and no, I didn't win, but hey, you expect to run under a sub 5. That wasn't expectation either. You don't run that. That's a travesty. Unless something's got to be really wrong when you're running. And I had my concerns going in and going to this race that I don't know, because of how I'm feeling, that hurt, injured, and all that. But lately, even this rest, I mean, we'll have to see. We'll have to see if all it pans out in the fall. But but I was like, man, there's an opportunity that, between now and next year, Lord willing, next year, that you got potentially to put yourself in a spot where sub 4:30 is not out of question. Man, that's wild. That's wild. So to go out there and to put down time you had, even with the humidity and all that, because I'll be first to tell you, yeah, it was muggy out there, but you know, I didn't let that bother me, because I feel like I've been training for this specific race since we did Lawrence, the Lawrence Road Mile. So I feel like, hey, my body is accustomed to this by now. So it's hard to kind of give it up at this point. You want to, it's like, again, seizing the opportunity. And I think I said it on the show, either this show or my other podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Again, if you're a K-State fan, make sure you subscribe, because we've been rolling track and field content all weekend long, and it's going to come to an end tonight, but we're going to still be rolling because football! We're not talking about the World Cup. We're talking about real football. coming in September with, of course, college football and NFL. But that, again, we will, Lord willing, we'll discuss that further. But yeah, so now I lost train of thought. I was gonna finish up my thought. Now I lost total thought about that. But yeah, man. Oh yeah, season of the moment. Yeah, season of the moment. Again, EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer III. So you're the freshest athlete. You go sub 450 in the mile, 448, fifth place, top five in the 2026 edition of the Kansas City Metro Mile Saturday night. Oh man, feels definitely good about that. But oh, so but yeah, season of the moment, right? You want to have the opportunity. Everybody, you know, I've heard it from multiple people that, hey, once you PR, you don't want to lose all that momentum. You want to keep the momentum going. You want to seize the opportunity. And that's why I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you have the opportunity to do that, right? And, okay. Okay, I was about to say that. Yeah, that's another thing that's irritating me. That too. But not the season of the moment part, but the other day I just saw, but you guys can't see it, but yeah, man. So it really is, honestly. I mean, all the wound up frustration, and all that is seriously, you know, it definitely puts a smile on my face that you could do hard things. You could continue to do hard things, right? So continuing to challenge yourself, to get better. So, hopefully by the end of next week, I'll have most of the rest of the year figured out, because I'm sitting here and thinking to myself, I don't know. I mean, again, I'm gonna do it because I like doing long runs, but getting back into marathon, I don't know. Even half marathon training, I don't know. Right now, I want to ride. I want to continue to ride this out, because I think we're gonna do some damage. We're gonna do some super damage in the fall. If I think what I'm thinking, if I stay at least in the rest of the year, because you know, hey, let's leave the rest of the half marathon, the marathons. They can run the miles for you. I'm not worried about the miles at this point. That's gonna come, because I'm gonna get back out here and start running. Running here in a little while. After I get done with you guys on the show. But, yeah, so, she's just gonna have to laugh it off, and she's gonna have to deal with it. Sorry. but yeah, man. So, but yeah, feeling good. Feels really good. Feels awesome to finally come on the show, podcast, and tell y'all that I PR'd something after a couple years of frustration and whatnot. And of course, you know, I'm happy for my friends that PR and all that, but you want to do something for yourself. And this was a big deal, because my coach was saying, you got to sit it out. I'm like, no, hell no. No, hell no. No, this is too important. Track and field, huge. And this is the reason why I'm even running anyway, because of track and field. Now, again, this is my story. Everybody else is different. Now, I cover, again, track background. Big deal. And this is why this race, KC Metro Mile 2026, is atop my list. Top races, because atmosphere, the racing, all the track and field community watching, coming together, and all that. And yes, I haven't talked about the meet much at all, for good reason, because you're a truly PR. So there's no need for that. But yeah, this is the atmosphere and all that. Just being around, seeing all the different levels, middle school all the way through, the elites and all that. Yeah, man, it just feels home. Honestly, I mean, what else could go wrong? So man, feels good sitting here today, being wound up for multiple reasons. Want to get back out there, want to start running again and all that. So we're gonna get it's gonna start this afternoon. And by the time this comes out, yours truly should be three runs in for the return. So yeah, man, it feels good, and we'll definitely let y'all know what's next. Once I get it all figured out. Because yeah, I just don't see, you know, like, why would you get back in it when you had this type of momentum? Because you're 12 seconds away But potentially, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. Expectations. Woo! Might go up next year. Back up even more next year. Woo! So I'm really excited. Really excited. So we'll see. But I definitely want to keep this momentum going on the speed side. That's my bread and butter. Track and field. Oh yeah. That's my bread and butter. We want to keep this thing moving. So we'll see what happens. So we'll keep y'all informed what's going on next, for sure. We're going to see you despite all that, all smiles up and everything. So definitely looking forward. We'll see what's next. And I'll let you know once I figure that all out. So I did want to come on here and talk about it for a little while with you guys, that you're truly PR'd. And not only that, I definitely saw a podium in front of me, but I didn't think about it. Do I regret that? Not really, because the whole PR thing. But I did see 3 and 4th, right there. But I couldn't be more pumped up. Could not be more pumped up. So we'll just have to see. We'll just have to see if we decide to go back to the marathon or stay right where you're at. Figure out, all right, do we do a training block, either the 5K, 10K, or start pursuing that next goal in the mile. So, man, it feels exciting and all that. Couldn't be more thrilled, couldn't be more happy. I'm excited to, I need to come back home new, because before this, I was wound up. Grumpy, pissed off, yeah. I don't know how I made this far without running, but other things that aren't in my control or pissing me off. So, I'm like, you know, I need it for myself. I need to get out there for myself. We'll see. Not gonna go buck wild and run 20 miles and all that. I still feel, even with the time off, still in a really good spot, and we're gonna see where this momentum takes us. I think it'll be really good. Try to keep this momentum going, potentially getting the 5 or 10K block. See where it goes. Yeah, it's exciting. So we'll keep you informed for sure what's going on. But yeah, as far as podcasts, we're gonna keep it moving. So definitely. Hey, you want to stay locked in on what Eddie has next? Fast Eddie has next this fall. Definitely make sure you subscribe to his podcast. Whether it's sports, NBA finals could be wrapped tonight. When this podcast rolls out Monday, it could be a wrap. I said it on yesterday's podcast. I think it's done. It's over. Spurs, yeah. Yeah, hey, if y'all come back behind 3-1, y'all can laugh at me and get your jokes off. But right now, I think it's done. New York Knicks got this, baby. and I'm not a New York fan, but the way that all transpired game 4 and how young that team is. So there's that. Of course, NHL could be over tonight as well, if not already is. But that World Cup is officially begun as well. So there's going to be a lot of attention on that. And we'll jump in as well. And oh, by the way, shout out USA. Dominant win over, who was it? Paraguay last night. And I know I didn't stay up to watch the whole thing like a lot of people did. But USA dominant in their first World Cup game. So we'll see if they can keep their momentum going. I know it's just a start. I understand that, but hey, we'll see if they can keep their momentum going. We're going to see if we can keep our momentum going as well for this podcast. So, again, we are rocking and rolling and cannot wait. I am officially hit the crazy button on not running, but that is going to change when I hit the sign-off button for this podcast. Again, EG3 Podcast. Get it! Wherever you get your podcast, we're on iTunes, Spotify. This podcast is pretty much everywhere now, wherever you listen to your favorite genre of podcast. And again, thank you so much. If you have been following me for a while, you know how big this is. So thank you so much. It has been huge. Finally, PR in something. Yes, sir. Let's go. Woo! I heard that. Oh, Eddie's been on one today. I needed this. So gonna come out here. So I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this thing up, and we're gonna get back started here. But again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much again for listening to it. We have made it across the finish line again on another edition of the EG3 podcast. Thank you so much, Eddie Gritter III here in Kansas City, Missouri. Again, this will come out postcast PR edition, sub 450, 448.32 officially. Now, my new PR in the mile. Now, hungry for more. Let's get after it. So there's that. Oh my goodness, man. Eddie wilding out. But anyways, so again, thank you so much again for listening to another postcast, PR postcast edition of the EG3 podcast. We'll be back next week. Probably talking about potential championships on the NHL NBA side. And then of course we'll keep y'all locked in on what's going on next for EG3 as far as running goes. So we'll see about that. But right now, we're going to step aside. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And, of course, this will come out Monday night. Enjoy the week. This has been another edition of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all real soon. We out.